Hey guys, what's up? You're listening to Crystal on the Beat podcast. This is Crystal on the Beat podcast, and I'm Crystal Amar. Today's featured guest, I am super psyched to announce, is Jim Jones, El Capo himself, and we are going to listen to Pop Champagne, of course, so let's get to it.
Told him 10 rosés and a few cold waters. Right. Trony and a cup of the lemons. Go. $10,000 stuffed up in my denims. Standing on couches, couple of women's. Hey, we was ballin' hard, it was just a knife inning. I told Shorty we could be friends. Yep. And your friends can meet my friends. And we can do this on a weekend or on a weekday. Oh. We can do this on the freeway. Go. Get it in the freeway. Shit, you can get it all three ways. Oh. Blackberry two ways. Souped up cars on the throughway. Yep. We superstars, no Lupe. We can do this like a duet. Oh. Y'all be the singers, I'm the mic. Wait, let me dim the lights. Oh. This was in the car while I was stopping at the light.
Take it. I'm looking for the girl with the mean cute face. Body nice heels with the mean low waist. Give her shots of Patron and take her to my place. If you ain't got money, you can stay your ass home. Pick it right now, everything is on chrome. Shorty is a winner, she got my mind blown. Stop at the diner, the next is home.
Alright guys, so that was Pop Champagne by Jim Jones, and coming up next, I have a short but sweet interview with the man himself. So, you and Cam had your thing that you called premeditated murder, where you thoroughly studied the rap game, right? What was the most important piece of information that you learned and used to become more successful?
Oh, that's a great question. What we learned that helped us become more successful is that, above all, we were going to do it our way. Cam had this thing of saying that if we get the chance of opportunity, we got to make sure that we do it our way, because if we do it somebody else's way and it doesn't go the way we need it to be, we're going to be crushed. But if we do it our way and it doesn't go the way we wanted to, then at least we know we did it our way and we tried. And that's exactly what we did. And we became very successful by supporting each other and making sure we knew the plan that was ahead.
Right on. Just staying persistent.
Yes.
Yeah, that's definitely the key. So what advice do you have for the kids that are coming up in the game now on how they can stand out for the right reasons?
You gave the answer. Standing out is important. It seems like everybody's trying to fit in and nobody's trying to stand out. That's why we have so much of the same music, so much of the artists. You look acting the same, wearing the same clothes. There's nothing to differentiate them from the next artist. And that was a big thing when we was coming up. We made sure that we stood out. We made sure when we came in the building, there was going to be nobody else that looked like us, dressed like us, talked like us. You know what I mean? Like, so that's a big part of being a musician or being an artist, is be able to stand out and not stop and stop trying to fit in.
Right. That's definitely true about, you know, hip hop right now and all the rappers that are out there that are on the radio, et cetera. So what about, like, as far as staying safe or, you know, not doing, I guess, just not doing the wrong things in order to stand out?
I mean, you got to have some type of moral compass with you. If you feel that you got to do everything that everybody else is doing to stand out, or more like everybody else is doing to fit in, then you're already going backwards.
Right. That's definitely true.
If you're going with everything, what everybody else is doing to try to stand out, you're just fitting in.
For real.
When you have to get that validation from somebody else to make you feel whole as an artist, you're just fitting in. You heard? Yeah. When you risk to stand outside the box, you're going to be scared. It's going to be a lot of fear. But if you knock it down, there's nothing nobody can tell you. That's how you stand out.
Definitely. That's great advice. So I actually noticed, I've watched a few of your interviews, and I noticed that people have a tendency to interrupt you. So I feel like what you have to say is important. So I want to make sure that you're able to get everything out. It's just something that I picked up on your interviews.
Thank you.
So you're a busy guy, and I know that you have a lot going on both musically and professionally. If you had to choose just one of these activities to focus on, what would give you the best results?
Right now?
Yeah.
All right, now I'm in a place where I'm looking for, I'm about to dive into some, a whole new direction in my career, which is television and movies and content and things like that. I think music for me is like on autopilot. Looking for the next challenge, and the next challenge for me is actually music, movies, productions, and content. And that's what I'm going to concentrate on. I think that if I put the right amount of focus on it, that this lane could probably make me more wealthy than any music could have ever can. Any music did.
Right. Sorry, my dogs are assholes. So...
They do the same thing to me. So you
So it's funny that you mentioned content, because you've mentioned a few times that you're going to write a book. Is that like in the works? Is that going to be part of the content that you're working on?
Well, yes, the book is definitely in the works. But that has nothing to do with content. That's more like writing. Mm-hmm. The content I'm creating is a slew of shows that's going to create a network called Capital Cast. So
I
have a soundstage that we almost finished building out, so there's going to be a very big thing that when I put up the next thing that I'm about to do, so it should be good.
Right, that's awesome. So I know that you have, you know, your own kind of thing where you're looking for up and coming artists. What's going on with that? Do you have anything like really exciting coming up? Or,
well, VL Music, VL Records and Distribution. We do a lot of things with a lot of up-and-coming artists. The main thing is the distribution. I distribute upwards of 250 artists on my distribution label right now.
Wow. And
within that, I have a priority set of artists that I deal with. It's like three layers of it. But above all, for every artist, we're here to help them and point them in the right direction. A little bit different than what these other platforms have going on, because you probably can't even speak to nobody. And then I have some priority artists. Shouts to Dice Peso, shouts to King, shouts to Mr. Chicken, shouts to Yellow Tape, shouts to Drew, shouts to the Uda Boys, Dylan, Zusi. You know what I mean? Shit, it's a bunch of us going out. Shouts to Salah, Shout out to Nux. Shout out to Tommy Boy. It's a bunch of artists that I got right now that I'm actually spending a lot of energy on to make sure that they get a fair chance of success the same way I got.
Nice. I don't know if you had a chance. Sorry, guys. Bella, relax. I don't know if you got a chance to check out the blog, but I've been working with indie up-and-coming hip-hop artists for about 3 years now, and there are some guys on the blog that are really dope, like that you might maybe, you know, take a look at if you wanted to.
I definitely would. I'm always up for new artists, and I'm always up for helping artists. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, me too.
Difference between distribution and actually signing an artist to a label deal. With distribution, you got a little bit more freedom, and you can actually sign a little bit more artists. And so I'm here for that. So if you got some dope artists, let's take a listen and see what happens.
Yeah, definitely. I will send some stuff to Synovia for you to take a look at. That'd be great.
Sounds good.
Yeah, man. So if you're willing to take a look at that, then that's fabulous. Otherwise, I just had, you know, a few questions, wanted to get some information out to your fans. So if you've got any more shout outs or anything coming up that you'd like to talk about real quick.
Nah, I'm pretty good. I appreciate this opportunity. I will say this, prevention is better than solution. I'll leave you with that.
All right, man. Thanks so much. You take it easy.
Have a good one.
Bye. All right, guys, so you heard it yourselves. That was Jim Jones on Crystal on the Beat podcast. Hey, are you looking for more episodes of Crystal on the Beat podcast? We are available on all streaming platforms as well as crystalonthebeat.com. All right, guys, so you just listened to Crystal on the Beat podcast. Be sure to check us out again next week for some more dope artists and celebrity interviews.